We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's 2 a.m. Someone's at your door. Badge gleaming under your porch light. Official vehicle in your driveway. Police, they say. We need to speak with you. What do you do? If you're like most people, you open the door. And if you're Minnesota State Representative Melissa Horton or her husband Mark, that decision just cost you your life. We are diving into the Vance Bolter case from another angle, security angle, because while everyone's talking about the politics and the death penalty and the kill list, I keep coming back to one simple terrifying fact. This could have been prevented. Not by better mental health screening, not by gun control, not by less divisive politics, but by something as basic as not opening your door at 2 a.m. I get it. We're taught from childhood to respect authority. Cops show up, you cooperate. But here's the thing, and this is what I keep going back to. Bad guys know that too. We're not in a good place right now. They know that uniform is a skeleton key to your trust. And in an age where you can buy a convincing police costume on Amazon and rig up emergency lights from YouTube tutorials, that trust can get you killed. The security failures in this case are shocking, I guess, considering the day and age in which we live. I'm not blaming the victims here. I think this is a wake-up call for most. We've had many other wake-up calls. Gabby Gifford, the guy that firebombed the governor of Pennsylvania's home. We're seeing more and more political violence. And our lawmakers need to be cautious. Anyone with an opinion that's loud and out there needs to be cautious. Not just talking about victims' homes, we're talking about a systematic failure to protect our elected officials in an era of escalating political violence. Minnesota is one of 13 states where the Capitol building doesn't have metal detectors. Yeah. None. Now, this didn't happen in the Capitol, but it happened in that state. I mean, think about that. You can't get into a courthouse without going through security. But the building where the laws are made? Come on in. No questions asked. It's like we didn't see this coming. January 6th happened. The Pelosi attack happened. Gabby Giffords happened. Hell, we have two assassination attempts on Trump in recent memory. Yet, somehow, state representatives are still listing their home addresses publicly, holding town halls in libraries with zero security, and answering their doors in the middle of the night like it's 1955. After Bolter murdered the Hortmans and shot up the Hoffmans, it took another full day and a half to catch him. 43 hours, 20 SWAT teams, hundreds of officers, and this guy, who just committed what should have been a suicide mission, was hiding in a field near his house. Not exactly criminal mastermind territory. You know what else it tells me? It tells me our entire approach to protecting public officials is reactive. It's not protective. Or proactive. We're really good at catching killers after they kill. We're terrible at stopping them before they do. The warning signs? There were warning signs. The guy owned a security company called Praetorian Guard, named after the Roman soldiers who literally assassinated emperors. He spent months doing surveillance, taking notes, like Big House off Golf Course 2, ways in to watch from one spot. He got tactical gear, multiple assault rifles, and a Hollywood quality disguise. And nobody noticed. Nobody reported. Nobody thought, hey, maybe we should check on the guy who named his company after history's most famous political assassins. But there were required people looking it up and thinking, too. The real messed up part? Even after all this, most lawmakers still don't have security. They can't afford it. The state won't pay for it. And they're sitting ducks for the next Vance Bolter. And trust me, there will be a next one. So today we're going beyond the politics and the manifestos and all of that noise. We're talking about the nuts and bolts of staying alive in an era where your political affiliation can make you a target and does. How do you secure your home when you're a public figure? What are the red flags to watch for? And why the hell are we still treating political violence like it's some rare occurrence instead of the growing threat that it actually is? Tell me, break this down. I've got Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent who now works in private security, and she's been screaming from the rooftops about this stuff long before Vance Bolter proved her right.
Well, and that's the main way that many of these scandals, or not scandals, mm-hmm. I should say, these crimes are averted, mm-hmm. and that is because people come forward. Yeah. As you said, family members, loved ones, wives, they come forward, and we don't get to hear about those cases, but that happens all the time, mm-hmm. That they have concern and they make those concerns known. And that sort of red flags those people and averts many of these issues. But not enough of them, because obviously this was able to take place, which is really jaw-dropping, mm-hmm. that you could go into a congressperson's home and execute in this way. It's just terrible what's happening in our country, in my view.
It feels like we almost like need to, you know, and I don't want it to be an overreaction, but security should probably be upped on public figures like this, I would think, right now. It's expensive to do that, and not everybody necessarily has a budget to do something like that, especially if you're just you've been elected, you don't have a big history, you're not rich, you're just being the congressperson, and the state or the government doesn't provide it for you. Is that something that, you think maybe should be reviewed a little bit stronger, that maybe everybody right now needs something or someone around them, if you're that public of an official, to prevent these sort of things from happening? Because we're at such a tipping point, it feels, with people, and people are so quick to crack and break and point the finger, and that person must die rather than let's discuss this and figure this out. Do we need to do that preventatively, or is it going to take a lot more of these before we actually say, hey, maybe we should get proactive?
Yeah, you know, Tony, from right after the first assassination attempt of President Trump, and then after the second one, everyone of us that work in security and for companies that provide such measures, we have all been screaming from the mountaintops, lawmakers must have private security. Mm-hmm. They just have to in the day and times we're living. Minimally, they need to have a security, what we call a site survey, done at their home, mm-hmm. to help equip them with how better to be more secure, to provide tips such as, if somebody comes to your door and you have no reason why the police would be called, you didn't call them, mm-hmm. and they're outside, and I think his vehicle was an SUV with lights, you take the badge number and you say, listen, officer, I'm just going to call into the department. Mm-hmm. That's what has to be done. I tell you, I don't know about you, Tony. I don't open the door for anyone.
No.
I did a case not long ago where somebody was going through the neighborhood with a missing dog poster, mm-hmm. and getting that door to crack open and breaking in and attacking women. People will go to any lengths to be able to break and enter into your home and commit assaults and batteries and murders. So, yeah. You know, and using these police uniforms, Missy Beavers is a very famous unsolved mystery example, mm-hmm. of somebody who was murdered at a church by, yeah. somebody dressed up like a SWAT officer. So this isn't the first time. Ted Bundy used it all the time, mm-hmm. Nor will it be the last of people dressing up as police officers to commit crimes.
Yeah, well, it's about gaining trust. And then once you have that basic little trust, all it takes is 2 seconds to pull that weapon out. The fact that he surrendered without any sort of, you know, there was no standoff. He just basically, they found him and he let himself be found. Were you surprised by that there wasn't a shootout? He did even text his kids or his family, I may be dead soon. I'm wondering if he was expecting to have to go down like that, or is this in his mind still, I'm being a martyr and I'm going to get out here and I'm still going to spread my views, and that's why I didn't put myself in a suicide by cop situation?
Yeah, I don't think that he really thought his plan out well. Again, kind of like Luigi Mangione,
yeah.
and then just throw the hands up and okay, let's, because they don't think that far out, mm-hmm. In terms of their crime spree, you know, how they're going to get away beyond the few hours following the crime. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of what do I do now? And I don't think he was at all, at least from what we know, anywhere suicidal, based on what everybody is reporting regarding his religious beliefs, which, you know, at the apex of Christianity is, you know, against suicide.
Sure.
From a religious standpoint. And so if you're against abortion, for heaven's sakes, you would be against suicide. So I wasn't surprised.
You'd also think you'd be against murder.
Yeah, you know? There's that. So you know that Ten Commandment.
Yeah, I think, that's the weird thing with the religious extremism. They get to this point where it's almost kind of a godish type complex where I'm going to be the one, I'm going to be the judge here. And I view that you are not... you know, you don't meet the standards to live based on my beliefs. So I'm just going to take you out and do what's right for the world. And that's a scary thing with all of this. It will be very interesting to see what the wife knew and when she knew it, if anything. You know, we've seen cases like this. We were talking about Asa Elrup earlier. We've talked about so many situations. BTK, where someone is living in that house for years and years and years, puts off a persona that nobody thinks, at least for the most part, that there's anything wrong going on here. But then the wife was found, the other, when they pulled her over, that she had cash, she had guns, I believe is correct, and,
yes.
and you know, and passports. My initial reaction was honestly, if I were the wife and I just found out that my significant other was doing all this shit and I had no idea, I might want to get out of the country too. I know it looks extremely, like it looks really suspicious, but it might not be at all. It might just be, oh my God, I didn't ask for this. I'm going away and we'll figure this out later. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Considering they did let her go and that's all that was.
You know what? She had guns, money, mm-hmm. passports. The timing just looks bad. I think that that's an optimistic way to look at it. And I certainly don't think they had what they needed at that point mm-hmm. to make a decision on charging. Those are complicated charges. Whenever you're talking about aiding and abetting and harboring mm-hmm. and, you know, aiding after the fact and things like that, they're complicated charges. So they're going to have to really do their homework to see what communications were and to see if that's even a legitimate charge to put on her.
It is a tough one. And then you'd also, I mean, would you run into spousal law here if, you know, as far as her testifying against him? But if she was actively involved, that's a different story. And it's all just pure speculation right now. She's not been charged with anything.
It is a different story. It's just, even with your attorney-client privilege, mm-hmm. That doesn't hold if the individual attorney is participating in any way, shape, or form in the crime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're part of a crime or getting a crime down the road or covering one up or harboring, that doesn't hold. So that will be another interesting factor in terms of charging, I think.
Obviously this could definitely be a death penalty case. Where do you think, what are the next steps? What are we going to see next here into the investigation of him and where does this go from here?
Well, when you look at the Minnesota law, they initially charged two. Now, of course, they're up to one, which we all knew. It was mm-hmm. just a placeholder. They wanted to make sure that they had everything ferreted out to upcharge. And then, of course, as needed to happen. The federal authorities came in. There's no death penalty. Minnesota, I believe it was actually one of the first states to abolish the death penalty, as I recall. And but federally, that's mm-hmm. a whole different story. There is still a death penalty for this type of a crime. And I can't imagine that that would not be on the table considering this heinous circumstance. I mean, we just have to protect our lawmakers. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is from you? You work in that world of private security and such. What and obviously, I know you said you guys have been raising your hands and making noise forever, saying this needs to happen. How does it happen, though, logistically? You know, especially you know, private security is expensive, and you know, not just because you're a lawmaker doesn't make you rich or able to afford private security. In an ideal world, Jennifer, if someone's coming to you saying, how do we do this? How do we handle this in a realistic way? What would you say?
Well, the number one thing is, and I've done this for high dollar mm-hmm. clients, where you go to their house and you see where the points of, you know, where points need to be more protected mm-hmm. in terms of doors and windows, security systems that are in place, camera systems. Are there areas where there aren't camera systems? What do they have in terms of guns at their home, in terms of training? Are they trained to handle that gun? Can they get to that gun that's loaded within seconds with a code on a safe that is right there at their side? Have they put together a plan for if somebody does breach, how can they protect they and, you know, themselves and their family? Do they have a point in the house that they are supposed to go to where they meet in case of such an emergency? Does everybody in that house know the golden rule? You don't let anyone in ever. Mm-hmm. That's why you have a Ring camera. You have some way to communicate. Are these lawmakers at least doing this minimally? Mm-hmm. This is minimal. And then beyond that, are you going to fund, instead of getting that brand new Lexus SUV, are you going to fund some money to provide security? Mm-hmm. And that can even be a lawmaker. If I were a lawmaker, I would definitely have a plan in place. I'd get my site survey done and I would hire people for when I'm there to watch remotely at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. Is it an area where we should be focusing? I mean, obviously having security would be ideal. Is this an area where just lawmakers in general need to be more trained, I guess, in their own security for when they don't have that available of just, like you were saying, here's our system in place for our home, but even training on weapons, training, gun training. So they feel comfortable. If they're not a gun owner, if they're not someone who uses a weapon, it's a weird thing to say, but you know, should they all be like required training? You get elected, guess what? You need to learn this too for your own safety and for those around you, because you are now a target.
100%. They really do need this sort of training for self-defense and protection. And it's so much about education too, because at some point they decided it was a good decision to open the door for this individual. And I understand why. He was in a police uniform. Did they have a Ring camera? Could they communicate without opening the door?
Yeah.
You know, because Rings and other camera systems provide for that, where you can just talk. Hi, why are you here, officer?
Sure. Sure.
Oh, I'm here for X. And does it really even make sense? If it doesn't make sense, you don't let them in and you ask what department they're with and you call in and you know, that would have stopped all of this. But how can you know that if you don't have the proper training?
Yeah. And it's, I think, accepting that, you know, we're not in a world where we can just open our door like that anymore, especially if you are someone like these folks, the lawmakers in Minnesota. Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, thank you as always for being here and laying out those security protocols. It's sobering stuff, but stuff that we need to consider, considering where we are today. You know what strikes me about the whole conversation? We're basically telling elected officials they need to live like they're in witness protection. Don't answer your door, verify every badge, have safe rooms and escape plans, get weapons training. It's not democracy, it's dystopia. But here we are. Let me paint you a picture of what should have happened that night. The Hortman's doorbell rings at 3:35 a.m. Instead of going to the door, they check the Ring camera, which we wish they should have had. They see a cop. Weird. They didn't call the police, so they talk him through the intercom. Officer, what's it about? Give some sort of BS story. They're suspicious. What's your badge number? What precinct? Then they call 911 while he's standing there. Hey, do you have an officer at my address? No, ma'am, we don't. Click, doors stay locked. 911 sends real cops. Bolster's arrested. The Hortmans are alive. End of story. I'm not blaming the victims. I'm just saying this is how these things need to be handled. It is not 1955. That's not what happens, because we don't train people to be that paranoid. They don't want to live in a world where we need to be that paranoid. Except we do live in that world. We just pretend we don't. Jennifer mentioned the Misty Beavers case, the fitness instructor murdered by someone in SWAT gear. That was 2016. Ted Bundy was using the fake cop routine in the 70s. It's not new. What's new is the political targeting, the hit list, the multi-state planning. We've industrialized political violence. And here's a kicker. Even after this attack, I guarantee most lawmakers haven't changed their security protocols. Why? Because it's expensive. A basic home assessment might run you a few grand. Ongoing protection, that's six figures annually. Easy. Ring cameras and reinforced doors only do so much when someone's determined to kill you. The spousal angle that Jennifer brought up is fascinating too. Bolter's wife had passports, cash, and weapons when they pulled her over. I'm with Jennifer. Maybe she was just scared and running. But think about the position that puts your investigation in. You've got to figure it out. Is she Lady Macbeth or just another victim? Did she know about the hit list? Did she help with the surveillance? Or did she wake up one morning to find out her husband was just nuts and went to war? It's a creepy text. Dad went to war last night. I don't want to implicate anybody. It's not remorse. That's operational security. This guy was thinking about protecting his network even after launching his attacks, which means there might be a network to protect. Or fictitious people in his brain. We keep calling these people lone wolves, but wolves hunt in packs. Maybe Bolter pulled the trigger alone, but what radicalized him? Who validated his views? Who made him feel like murdering Democrats was not just acceptable, but a sport and necessary? Those people are still out there. They're probably shopping for their own tactical gear right now. The training issue is huge. Jennifer's right. Lawmakers need to be trained like their potential targets, because they are. But imagine a newly elected school board member or city council person and being told, congratulations on your win. Now, here's your mandatory tactical defense training. It's going to discourage some good people from running for office, which maybe is the point. Maybe that's what the extremists want, to scare reasonable people out of public service. Let's be real about the gun thing for a second. Jennifer talked about having quick access to safes, being trained, being ready, but a lot of these Democratic lawmakers Bolter targeted probably aren't gun people. They might even support gun control. They likely do. Or having no guns. That they're being told they need to arm up to survive. It's a hell of an ideological pretzel to navigate. The site survey stuff Jennifer mentioned, checking entry points, camera placement, safe rooms, that should be standard for every elected official. Hell, make it part of your orientation. You win your election, you get sworn in, and you get your security briefing that scares the democracy right out of you, because that's apparently what it takes to keep people alive now. Even if all these precautions, all this training, all this paranoia, someone is going to slip through. Someone's going to get creative. Someone's going to find a vulnerability we didn't think of, because that's what predators do. They evolve. The most chilling part of Jennifer's analysis was when she said this happens all the time. Family members reporting concerns, attacks being prevented. We just don't hear about those. Every Vance Bolter who goes through with it, how many are out there right now making their lists, doing their surveillance, and one day away from going to war? I don't have a neat little bow here to put on this. There's no happy ending. Two people are dead. Others are traumatized and severely injured. And somewhere in America right now, someone's probably standing outside an elected official's house taking notes. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments. How do we combat this? Because I don't think this is going to be ending anytime soon. It's a very, very volatile time in America. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. And again, in the comments, tell me your thoughts. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash,
perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slip covers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort,
Our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.